Day 23b. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. She leaves Bethlehem. The Divine Fiat calls her to the heroic sacrifice of offering baby Jesus for the salvation of mankind. The Purification. The soul to our celestial mother. Holy Mama, here I am close to you, to accompany you to the temple, where you go to make the greatest of sacrifices, to place the life of the celestial infant at the mercy of each creature, that they may use it to reach safety and to be sanctified. But, sorrow, many will use it to offend him, and even to become lost. Oh, please, my mama, place little Jesus in my heart, and I promise you, I swear, to love him always, and to keep him as the life of my poor heart. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. Dearest child, how happy I am to have you close to me. My maternal heart feels the need to pour out my love and to confide to you my secrets. Be attentive to my lessons and listen to me. You must know that for 40 days now, we have been in this grotto of Bethlehem, the first home of my son down here. But how many wonders in this grotto! The celestial infant, in an ardor of love, descended from heaven to earth. He was conceived, was born, and felt the need to pour out this love. So each breath, heartbeat, and motion was an outpouring of love that he made. Each tear, wail, and moan was an outpouring of love. Even his feeling numb with cold, his tiny little lips, livid and shivering, were all outpourings of love that he made. And he looked for his mama, in whom to deposit this love, which he could no longer contain. And I was prey to this love. So, I felt myself being wounded continuously, and I felt my dear little one palpitating, breathing, moving within my maternal heart. I felt him crying, moaning, and wailing, and I remained inundated by the flames of his love. The circumcision had already opened deep gushes in me, into which he poured so much love that I felt queen and mother of love. I felt enraptured in seeing that in each pain, tear, and motion that my sweet Jesus made, he looked for and called upon his mama as the refuge of his acts and of his life. Who can tell you, my child, what passed between me and the celestial baby during these 40 days? The repetition of his acts together with me, his tears, his pains, his love, were as though transfused together, and whatever he did, I did. Now, after the completion of the 40 days, the dear baby, drowned more than ever in his love, wanted to obey the law and present himself to the temple, to offer himself for the salvation of each one. It was the divine will that called us to the great sacrifice, and we promptly obeyed. My child, this divine fiat, when it finds promptness in doing what it wants, places at the creature's disposal its divine strength, its sanctity, its creative power to multiply that act, that sacrifice, for all and for each one. In that sacrifice, it places the little coin of infinite value with which one can pay and satisfy for all. It was the first time that your mama and Saint Joseph went out together with the little child Jesus. All creation recognized its creator and felt honored at having him in their midst. And assuming the attitude of feast, they accompanied us along the way. As we arrived at the temple, we prostrated ourselves and adored the Supreme Majesty. And then we placed him in the arms of the priest, who was Simeon, who made of him an offering to the Eternal Father, offering him for the salvation of all. And while he offered him, inspired by God, he recognized the divine word, and exulting with immense joy, he adored and thanked the dear baby. After the offering, he assumed the attitude of prophet and predicted all my sorrows. Oh, how the Supreme Fiat painfully made my maternal heart feel with vibrating sound the mournful tragedy of all the pains which my dear son was to suffer. Each word was a sharp sword that pierced me. But what pierced my heart the most was to hear that this celestial infant would be not only the salvation, but also the ruin of many, and the target of contradictions. What pain, what sorrow. If the divine fiat had not sustained me, I would have died instantly of pure pain. But it gave me life to begin to form in me the kingdom of sorrows within the kingdom of its very divine will. So, with the right of mother which I had over all, I acquired also the right of mother and queen of all sorrows. Oh, yes, with my sorrows, I acquired the little coin with which to pay the debts of my children, and also those of the ungrateful children. Now, my child, you must know that through the light of the divine will that reigned in me, I already knew all the sorrows I was to suffer, and even more than those which the holy priest told me. Rather, I can say that he prophesied to me the sorrows which were to come to me from the outside. But he said not a word about my interior pains, which would pierce me more, and the interior pains between me and my son. But in spite of this, in that act so solemn of the offering of my son, in hearing them being repeated to me, I felt so pierced that my heart bled, and new veins of sorrow and deep gashes opened in my soul. Now, listen to your mama. In your pains, in the sorrowful encounters which are not lacking for you either, when you know that the divine will wants some sacrifice of you, be ready. Do not lose heart, but rather repeat quickly the dear and sweet fiat. That is, whatever you want, I want. And with heroic love, let the divine will take its royal place in your pains, that it may convert them for you into the little coin of infinite value, with which you will be able to pay your debts, and also those of your brothers, to ransom them from the slavery of the human will, so as to make them enter, as free children, into the kingdom of the divine fiat. In fact, you must know that the divine will is so pleased by the sacrifice wanted by it from the creature, that it gives her its divine rights and constitutes her queen of the sacrifice and of the good that will arise in the midst of creatures. The soul to our celestial mother. Holy Mama, in your pierced heart I place all my pains, and you know how much they afflict me. Oh, please, be my mama, and pour the balm of your sorrows into my heart, that I may share your same destiny of using my pains as the cortege of Jesus, to keep him defended and sheltered from all offenses, and as the sure means to conquer the kingdom of the divine will and make it come to reign upon earth.